Center for Medical Progress released the fourth in a string of sting videos today in which it accuses Planned Parenthood of selling fetal tissue for profit. The video apparently shows the medical director of Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains talking with someone posing as a tissue buyer.
The video comes after a third video was released on Tuesday of this week showing an interview with a woman who says she worked at a company that receives the tissue donations from Planned Parenthood. Republicans in Congress have called for investigations into Planned Parenthood, and a bill introduced in the U.S. Senate would defund the organization.
Planned Parenthood maintains it has done nothing illegal. Here with us now to talk about the videos and the political fallout is Jennifer Habercorn. She's healthcare reporter for Politico. Jennifer, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
So this organization, new to a lot of us, I think, when the videos started coming out. Can you tell us what do we know about the Center for Medical Progress?
They were pretty new to me as well when these videos started coming out. The group is made up of several prominent opponents of abortion and have really put a significant amount of time into putting this effort together. It was back in January that, perhaps even earlier, that they were corresponding with the Planned Parenthood in Rocky Mountains to put together this operation in which they made it look like they were a tissue buying company, and they visited the facility, talked with the doctor several times, and ultimately released undercover video.
And for people who haven't seen the videos, can you sum up some of the things that have been released that the group is pointing to as unethical or even illegal behavior?
Well, the video that was released today shows one of the doctors talking about the image of the company paying Planned Parenthood for collecting and shipping the fetal tissue after an abortion, and it's pretty graphic and descriptive. The doctor also talks about how the lawyers would have to get involved to make sure that there is no perception of anything illegal, because it is illegal to sell human tissue, but it is not illegal to simply reimburse a company for providing it. A lot of medical research is focused on this fetal tissue and their legitimate reasons to use it, but it's selling it that's illegal. Now, the opponents here say that these videos prove that Planned Parenthood is in the business of harvesting fetal tissue, which is obviously a huge allegation. Planned Parenthood says it's doing nothing wrong, that it's merely, if the patient consents and wants the tissue to be donated to science, they do so.
And not to get lawyerly, but it seems like the main argument on the legal standpoint here is our definition of selling. This group says money's changing hands, the Center for Medical Progress, money is changing hands, this is a sale. Planned Parenthood says, no, this is within the law. This is reimbursement for the things we have to do to maintain this, transport it, that sort of thing.
Exactly. And some of the videos depict some negotiation on the price of certain organs, and the center says that points to there being, you know, a market value to this versus just the cost of donating. Planned Parenthood said that simply being reimbursed for the care they have to provide to the products when they ship them. And, you know, we're already seeing one of the companies that believes it has been videotaped in this operation, Stem Express, went to court to block the videos from being released. And I think it'll be interesting to see if similar legal action continues and is brought by Planned Parenthood.
And that judge has agreed with that company, at least temporarily blocking that particular footage, but that doesn't mean all footage collected by this group is blocked from being released. Is that right?
No. Just this one company being videotaped has been blocked. It's fair to assume that others who think they've been videotaped might be considering the same thing. And certainly the people who put together the video said that they will challenge that judge's order. So we may see that order undone at some point.
Now, whenever there's secret video involved, there's always argument about the provenance of the video, whether it's been edited selectively. Planned Parenthood says that's the case. Is there any indication that full, longer amounts of these videos will be released so people can weigh what was released so far?
Yeah, we saw the entire video released when the center put out the first two clips. That was a couple weeks ago now. They later released the entire conversation. They have not done this with the latest round of videos. And clearly, after watching the short version and the longer version, of course, this group has put together the most jarring and the most damaging aspects of the conversation into the shortened video. Planned Parenthood has also suggested that these are edited videos and that the conversations may not have gone as indicated. There isn't any, no one besides Planned Parenthood has validated that statement as of yet. Also, I should point out that, in many states it's illegal to tape record people without their consent, and the Planned Parenthood has called on investigations into the organization, and Democrats on Capitol Hill have seconded that. The Justice Department has said it's investigating them.
We're talking to healthcare reporter Jennifer Habercorn from Politico about Planned Parenthood, the videos released over the last week, and the politics surrounding that. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you think federal funding should be cut for Planned Parenthood? Why not? What's your response to these videos? 800-642-1234. And Jennifer, let's get into that politics now. What are we seeing in Congress this week in response to these videos?
So these videos, because of their graphic nature and the huge allegations tied to them, have really reignited the opposition to Planned Parenthood. People who oppose abortion on Capitol Hill have really, been inspired by the videos to renew their attempts to defund Planned Parenthood. So we're going to see the Senate vote on Monday on that effort. It would cut off about $528 million in federal funding for the organization. And there's already a prohibition on the federal dollars cannot be used for abortion except in very rare circumstances. So the money that Planned Parenthood gets, they say that they put it toward other things such as cancer screenings, family planning services, things like that. But if this bill were to pass, which I am not expecting at this point, it would shut off all federal funding. So anyone on Medicaid would not be able to go to Planned Parenthood for their health services. They wouldn't get Title X money or any family planning money. And at this point, it's pretty clear that Democrats are going to be able to block that effort to defund the organization in the Senate, at least. In the House, when they return to session in September, they're expected to take up this bill, and it'll probably pass because Republicans control the House right now. But even if this effort fails now, I think the interesting thing to watch for is whether the next round of government funding, which will come in September, whether Republicans try to attach eliminating Planned Parenthood money to the next round of government funding.
Right. And you've reported on that, Jennifer, and there's a group of Republicans in the House, you write, that say, hey, we will take this to a shutdown if we have to get this money out of federal funding.
That's right, and it's been echoed in the Senate by Ted Cruz, who led the effort to defund, to shut down the government over the Affordable Care Act. Now he's saying the same should be done on Planned Parenthood. So I think it's early right now, but we are certainly seeing signs that this could escalate to the point where there's a serious threat of a government shutdown.
And that's Congress. There is a presidential race going on. Candidates, Republicans, certainly some Democrats are reacting to this video. What kind of things have we heard from them?
Republicans have, pretty universally come out against Planned Parenthood and said that the organization should be defunded, that there should be no federal dollars going to it. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton has walked a pretty fine line. She's a very prominent supporter of Planned Parenthood and prominent ally. She said that the videos are troubling and that she's, didn't like the tone of the videos, but really praised Planned Parenthood's work and said that it's an important healthcare provider.
We're speaking with Jennifer Habercorn. She's a healthcare reporter for Politico. We're talking about the release of a fourth video today by the Center for Medical Progress accusing Planned Parenthood of selling fetal tissue illegally for profit, the group says. We'd like to hear from you at 800-642-1234.
Do you have questions about the videos or the political response? Have you seen them? Should the group, do you think, lose federal funding? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're continuing our conversation with Jennifer Habercorn, healthcare reporter for Politico, talking about the release of a fourth video today by the Center for Medical Progress accusing Planned Parenthood of selling fetal tissue.
We'd like to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What's your reaction to these accusations? Do you have questions about what's going on? Do you think that Planned Parenthood's funding should be cut off by the federal government? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go to our callers now. We've got Nancy on the line in Wausau. Nancy, hi.
Hello there.
Oh, what do you think?
I definitely think Planned Parenthood should not be defunded. They do so much good for so many women statewide. I think a lot of this is just another ploy by the right to just keep on with their war on women. And I can't say enough good about Planned Parenthood.
Nancy, thanks for the call. That's been a similar reaction to many other supporters, Jennifer. We were talking with the Senate earlier. I gather a couple of Senate Republicans who might be considered more moderate are making that argument about the other services that Planned Parenthood provides, the many things not related to abortion.
Yeah, there's certainly some Republicans who are nervous about defunding Planned Parenthood for specifically the reason that your caller cited, that they provide other services besides abortion, and that there's a lot of women who go there as their health care provider, and that if the funding were eliminated, they would have to find a different doctor to go to for everyday health care needs. And so we are seeing, there's some apprehension about moving forward with this plan. Senator Susan Collins, a moderate Republican from Maine, said that she's trying to work on some kind of legislation with a moderate Democrat that would, allow an investigation into Planned Parenthood's practices on fetal tissue, see if there are, if the organization is violating federal law, but preserving the funding for other services that women need.
Nancy, thanks for the call. We'll go next to Rocky in Wautoma. Rocky, hi.
Hi, how are we doing today?
Good. What do you think about this, Rocky?
Well, as far as Planned Parenthood, I have no objections to them. The abortion part of it, the only thing I question is kind of like giving them money when they've already got a Obamacare to cover abortions. So wouldn't that be kind of like feeding the bear twice?
Rocky, thanks for the call. As I understand it, federal money for Obamacare or anything can't be used to fund abortions. But an interesting point there that if all those other services that Planned Parenthood provides that people are citing, are people accessing them through the Affordable Care Act? Has that been part of the discussion, Jennifer?
Sure. It hasn't come up too much in this discussion, but I would point out that Planned Parenthood is still pretty much a safety net provider for people who still aren't able to get insurance under Obamacare. In a state like Wisconsin that did not expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, there are still some uninsured people who might be using Planned Parenthood. So I'd say, the Affordable Care Act did a lot to make sure people have insurance, but there are still people in this country who are uninsured, and, Planned Parenthood might be one of their only health care providers.
Talking about Planned Parenthood, the recently released secret videos, and the political response, including calls to pull all federal money out of Planned Parenthood. Back to our callers now. We've got Todd on the line in Green Bay. Todd, hi.
Hi, good afternoon. Yeah, I don't care if Planned Parenthood provides health care, other types of health care. There's nothing preventing them from doing that. But actually it's kind of doubtful as to what they actually do provide beyond abortion. And most of their clinics don't provide as many benefits as people claim that they do. So people have other sources to go to for Planned Parenthood. But what they're doing is so absolutely abhorrent. And the way that they cavalierly discuss just slicing up babies and body parts and selling them off to people. There's five more of these videos to be released yet, and the worst is yet to come. So people just should be on the edge of their chair. There is nobody out there that could possibly justify what's going on here with this, because this is it's one step shy of murder and for profit. And these people are disgusting. They should be punished criminally. And Planned Parenthood, for all intents and purposes, it probably should be shut down and defunded and everything else that it could be.
Todd, thanks for the call. And Jennifer, that's a reaction shared by many in Congress. Defunding we're talking about, there have been calls also for investigations, federal and in many states.
Absolutely. And, you know, your caller kind of, it really taps into the anger that a lot of people have after seeing these videos, because they are very graphic. And like the caller said, you know, they're discussing really sensitive issues in a pretty cavalier way. And Planned Parenthood has even acknowledged that, in that the tone in these videos is out of line. And I think that's really what's fueling this effort right now, and that it's, you know, there's this longstanding debate over abortion in the United States, but these videos are at a level that a lot of people haven't seen before, and that's kind of reigniting, refueling this attention on Planned Parenthood. And to your question, yes, a lot of states, in addition to the federal government, a lot of states are launching their own investigations. We saw Texas had a hearing this week. Many other states have called for similar investigations into the practices at the Planned Parenthoods in their states.
And as our last caller just mentioned, more videos plan to be released, and he thinks the worst is yet to come. Has the group, Center for Medical Progress, indicated that would be the case?
Yes, they've told me that they have as many as 8 videos that they plan to release still, and they have said that each one is worse. Each one is more enlightening than the last. So we don't fully know where this is going to go, but the 4 videos so far, you know, have gotten a lot of attention. So I can only imagine what the next ones will be.
And the next step, what have you heard from Planned Parenthood as far as their latest response to these?
You know, Planned Parenthood has really, really stepped up their pushback, gotten a lot more aggressive in stressing that, you know, not only was this group potentially doing something illegal, videotaping without people's consent, using false identification, but that they're violating patients' privacy, and particularly in these last 2 tapes, which had video recordings from inside a Planned Parenthood lab, that the rights of the patients are really being violated by taking this video and posting it online.
And we'll leave it there. Jennifer, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Great to talk with you.
That was Jennifer Habercorn with Politico, talking about the release of videos by the Center for Medical Progress, the latest one today, accusing Planned Parenthood of selling fetal tissue. You can continue sharing your responses at the Central Time Facebook page.